What's happening, everybody? You're tuning into Music and Motivation with Chris Davis. This is episode number 167. I'm sitting here with two of the most amazing people in the world, and we'll get to them in just a second. We're talking about the Forgiving Tree today, man. The number one rock band in the St. Louis area, okay? And to start off, you know, we always start with a little bit of music. Here is the very first song from our last show. This is Workplace Relations, okay? Enjoy.
Aw, damn it.
One take.
Wow, was that a great show or what? And you got a taste of it. You know, that was the opener, right? So, without further ado, let's get this show on the road, man. I am sitting here with two of the coolest people ever, Mr. Alex Ward and Miss Kelly Davis over there.
You're too kind.
Oh, well, we'll see about that. I am way kinder than my cat, who's going to start clawing at the door in like 3 seconds. So.
Yeah, I hear him.
he is ready. But anyway, sitting here with my bandmates, man, this is the Forgiving Tree, bro. Happy to introduce you guys, our lovely audience, fans and fam, to them, bro. So, you guys have met Miss Kelly Davis before. She's had her own episode. Mr. Alex Ward is newest addition to the band, bro. Happy to have you.
Sorry, I got soda condensation all over.
Oh, you're good.
First of all, I want to say to you guys, if you are watching this and you came out to last Friday's show, thank you. Golf clap.
Golf clap.
Golf clap, for sure. You guys deserve it, man. Those parties don't happen without you guys. So, like, we really, really, really appreciate you guys supporting us. So, keep coming out. We're going to keep throwing hell of a parties for you. And it's only up from here, baby. So, thank you, guys.
What do we have coming up?
On August 21st, we are playing at 21 Rock Club. It is a ticketed event. And actually, guys, you can get tickets from any of the three of us, okay? But we are playing with some pretty astounding bands, some really cool, like, heavy and metal-ish St. Louis local bands. We got Serenade of Silence, Bring Me the Fires, just name a few. The Scatter Guns, bro, I'm actually really excited to meet them.
Oh, yeah.
We had a Zoom meeting with, like, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, the Scatter Guns were, like, no bullshit, like, Cape Girardeau guys. We were like, I don't know how you guys found us, but we're playing the show, and it's going to be different than New York, boys.
Nice, nice.
And then we got some guys from New York that I'm really excited to meet as well. They got us the opportunity and found us.
Yeah, it makes my blood dance.
Yeah.
They make my blood dance, dude, and I'm excited to listen. They're like disco metal.
How they've been
marketing themselves. So
right.
Like,
I mean, you've heard their stuff, right?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. It is disco metal.
Video.
Yeah. I'm excited to meet them. They look like they have a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed.
And you guys will have a fun time if you guys come out. So that's, again, Sunday, August 21st, 21 Rock Club, 4 o'clock p.m. We're first up at 4:30. And, again, $5 tickets. You can get them from reaching out to any of the three of us. Okay, any social media will work.
I'm sure they can just show up, too, and we can give them a ticket then.
Bro, we need you to take these tickets. You don't understand, guys.
Yeah.
Moving
you
tickets.
Need ticket.
You need tickets. We're... Shoot, I'm not...
Please.
Don't tell nobody this. I gave somebody a ticket for $3. Actually, wait, you guys are the ones I'm not supposed to tell that.
No,
to.
Don't
Shit.
Tell us that.
No.
Yeah, don't tell
it worked out because there were $2 extra singles in the tip jar, so it worked out.
All right, that
but,
worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Cool.
Yeah, I was like, you came to this show, so I'll at least give you $2 off. It works out. You had three... She only had $3.
That's 40% off.
Right, exactly. You know? So
never heard a deal that good.
Okay, so that's the August 21st show. That's super cool. You guys come out to that. But we also have a new other local show that's going to be at my personal favorite venue, the Broadway Boat Bar. Yeah, I got the mustache to look for. Broadway Boat Bar. It's going to be 9/16, my sister's birthday. I did not plan that. That was by accident, so sorry, Emily. But there's a concert on your birthday, too.
Well, we got to do a birthday bash.
Who knew every concert could be a birthday bash?
That's all we do from here on out. It's just birthday bashes.
Yeah, we're a party band exclusively.
Yeah, except we get progressively more and more into our own originals and don't play classic party stuff like, I don't know, Cha-Cha Slide.
I was thinking more like...
suggestions.
Oh yeah, that is so that.
No more of that shit.
No more. Okay, although if like we have to learn Freebird in case somebody else Freebirds,
true,
so that we can blow it out of the water.
Yeah,
you know? Just saying. Okay, and then September 16th, Broadway Boat Bar, 6 o'clock doors, 6:30, showtime. We're playing with Adam J. Feather Project again. If you guys were at the last Broadway Bobart, you know that he puts out the fire, bro. He starts the fire and then he puts it out on the same show, bro.
What a guy.
What a guy. And he's playing the whole time. So, like, come check us out, dude. I'm not sure on price yet, but tops it'll be $10, okay? We're shooting for $5 to $10, probably $5. But the powers that be have not decided yet. So, more information to come next week, okay? Also should address my, I've been gone the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks. I skipped out on my podcast, bro.
Oh.
Don't do that.
I need to, that's why we're here, bro. Yeah. And I made it an extra special episode.
This was a PR move?
Yeah, dude. You guys are saving my ass time. So hard right now. You have no idea.
Well, we're keeping you accountable, first of all.
Yeah.
We've been talking about doing this podcast for a while.
And respectful to you guys, and respectful to you guys, and just, you know what? I'm sorry, guys. I let you down, but we're making up for it, and I'm going to be back next week, okay? We're doing this shit. And I told you guys I'd be bringing you great guests, and here we are, bro. I said the best, dude. Guest. So, killing it. Alex, I want to know a little bit about you, bro. So, what better way than on a podcast, right?
True. I know. With the camera.
If I forget, there's something I can go back to. Okay.
See, there you
that's
go.
A good point.
That's a good point.
You'll have to take notes after the recording.
So we're all from St. Louis, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Where, like, what part of St. Louis did you grow up in?
Yeah, I grew up in Webster Groves.
Okay. A nice part. Yeah. I love Webster Groves.
Yeah, it's a nice area. So I grew up in Webster Groves. Let's see. I did band in high school. And then I was in a band in high school. So I did like marching band and jazz band.
And both on saxophone?
Both on saxophone. I moved out of marching band because I didn't really love it, but I was required to take a band class to be in jazz band, which was my main focus.
Right.
So some friends from the jazz band and I, we put together this band called Thrift Shoplifters. And Thrift Shoplifters was like experimental instrumental rock. We had me on sax, someone on bass. His name was Andrew, and well, he's still alive. His name is Andrew.
Okay, shout out to Andrew.
Andrew, if you're watching this,
glad to hear you're
still alive, bro.
Yeah, but yeah, there was bass, euphonium / trombone,
okay,
drums and keyboard and saxophone. So, from there, we recorded an album, and I and our friend Calvin, who actually, well, I guess you probably never met Calvin, but he actually was an intern at Fat Buddha as well.
Shout out. Shout out Fat Buddha. Not really. Yeah. Actually.
Behind the scenes, Chris and I learned a couple weeks ago that we were both
interns at Fat Buddha. They've heard a few of my studio stories. It's been a while since I brought him on to the show, but I had a few of my old ex interns come on before, and we
talk Fat Buddha.
I have a segment called Stories from the Studio.
Nice.
Okay,
nice.
It's been a long time, but cool. Maybe we'll get some of that later. But you went from like high school band to interning at Fat Buddha, which I'm sure is not like there was some years in between.
Yeah, there were some years in between.
So you did the jazz band thing hard and the rock, like, fusion band in high school. Did you get an award for jazz? You can boast.
I actually did.
Yeah?
I was in All-State my senior year.
Yeah. The Louis Armstrong Award? Was that?
The Louis Armstrong Award. That's right. That was the...
Look, I saw that on your wall, and I was like, this guy...
That's right.
That stuck with me. I was like,
no,
this guy
is
a G.
Honestly forgot about that. It's on the wall in my studio, but I don't really... pay attention to
stuck
it,
with me brother stuck
it was
it.
Yeah, it was an award I won my senior year for jazz band. I can't remember exactly what it's for, but it was
for,
like,
being a G, dude.
I guess, yeah,
I mean,
an achievement award over my career in the high school jazz band, I guess.
Yeah. Tremendous. So where'd you go to college?
I went to Truman.
Nice.
I did
got out of town.
Yeah, I got out of town. I did not get out of Missouri.
No, it's okay. We didn't either.
Yeah,
I got out of student debt.
Nice. Hey, bro.
That's what counts.
Yeah.
That's
student debt after Truman. I did a music minor there. I did not do full performance because
I mean, no big deal. What did you? Yeah. So you got a minor in? Say that again.
Music. I did a math name? And music minors, and then marketing major.
Nice.
Yeah. So three M's. And marketing, been really into business since, but I've also really been into music. And then the math, sometimes I think back and I'm like,
why did I do that?
Well, it definitely dropped my GPA a little bit.
Oh, God.
Like, the hardest classes were definitely the math classes. But every once in a while, I'm just kind of like, I'd kind of like to solve a math problem right now. Like a calculus problem. I need to...
you lost all our listeners, bro. Is there anything you need to plug? Because we're about to lose them all. No, I'm playing. No, I really want to solve calculus right now. I'm going to tell my dad that. He's going to think that's so funny.
Yeah. What's your dad do?
He hates calculus. That was that was the one class that almost like kept him from graduating.
No way.
So like,
wow.
Yeah, he has a big old story about it too. There were other things that almost kept my dad from graduating, though, which we will not get into either.
Okay.
Shout out to you for making out with three M's and not ever working for the big M. You know what I'm saying? The big golden arches.
Oh, yeah.
You, you feel? Like, the big M.
I was a shit. Big
MC. Yeah, sorry. I'm working on my stand-up. It's not, it's.
He makes McDonald's.
Yeah, he makes. I'm just trying to get out of the big M, dude. Okay.
So, yeah. So, let's see. Oh, after Thrift Shop Lifters, basically when we recorded, I met Calvin, who engineered our project, and from there I started learning about recording, and from there I started, working. It was like actually my first project as an engineer. I started helping my friends Kevin and Nick record their music. I never actually saw the light of day. It was just like we recorded a few songs, and then they didn't do anything with it. Sure. But Nick left his drum set there, and I think I played it a couple times, and I got interested in playing the drums. Shortly after that, I was working on this project called The Cause. You've never heard of The Cause? It's it was basically my music. I wasn't singing on it, but I had a couple of friends who were singers. Andrew from Thrift Shop Lifters played bass on it. Had another friend who played guitar. And the drummer, Nick. Nick, and then later Steven, who was the drummer for Thrift Shop Lifters, played drums on that project. So after that, there was another recording project. But I didn't sing. I didn't play any instruments on it besides some synths.
Okay.
And then the producing. But after that, I bought a drum set from my friend who sang on that project, and then I really started learning the drums.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And that was like towards the end of high school and starting into your college career kind of thing?
Yeah, I'd say that was probably my senior year of
high school.
Yeah, I bought it. I bought that same drum set that I have today for $250.
That's amazing. Wow. That's a heavy steal. Head kit. Yeah.
It was a great deal.
That's how I feel about my kit. Although the one thing, my one reservation about it is it's definitely a jazz kit. You know, like the kick is just so light and airy. Uh-huh. Not like just bright, you know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
It's not as deep as you think. Anyways, okay. Keep getting sidetracked here. So, did the drum set come with you to college?
It did, actually.
Wow.
One year.
That's how you knew.
It did for 1 year. I was in the dorms for 2 years, so I couldn't. So I never really was that great at drums up until about maybe 2 years ago, possibly. I mean, because I couldn't practice my first 2 years of college, really, besides the summer and winter break. Honestly, I can't remember how much I actually practiced.
Had it when you were there.
Yeah. But my junior year of college, I moved off campus, and I probably annoyed the hell out of my roommates. But they were cool with it enough, so I had my drum set there. I had it there my senior year as well, but I feel like I didn't play it as much. I feel like I played guitar a little bit more my senior year. But I don't know. After that, moved home for, I lived with my parents for a year. During that time, I recorded an EP.
Yeah, and it's an awesome EP, too.
Thank you. Yeah, under the name Under Axis. That is the name I'm sticking with. The cause, no longer. I'm probably going to repurpose some of that music at some point, but it's not really available to stream at the moment.
Gotcha.
But Under Axis, I released an EP in 2018, a couple singles in 2019, three singles in 2020, and then a single last year. And then I'm working on another one that'll be out soon.
And that one sounded awesome, too. I can't wait for that to be on streaming, too.
Yeah.
And, hey, whenever you got stuff to drop, too, that's outside of Forgiving Tree, let me know. Like, I'll promote it on here, too.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
So, speaking of singles, we just got through recording our first Forgiving Tree single, which is going to be out within the next, you know, 2-3 months here on streaming, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's
sounding great.
It is sounding awesome. Thank you.
We all did the hard work.
Yeah.
Well, you did it, to be fair.
Yeah.
The mixing was two separate jobs in and of itself. So you did like three people's work.
Okay, fair.
Fair. So, it's sounding awesome, and we're excited. I will let you guys know when it is available out there for y'all. It'll be awesome. Let me see.
Are you a Spotify or Apple Music?
Oh,
or anything else?
I was very big on Spotify for a while, but recently I've kind of been dipping my toes in the water of Apple Music, and that's kind of been where my home base has been for a little bit.
Got it.
Okay, for real though, I will use Spotify if I need something like that. YouTube every time.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Well, it's that you have unlimited data.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
It's free, and you know, a hack for YouTube. If you don't use the app, I'll go to YouTube, but just through Safari.
Mm-hmm.
But when the ad pops up, if you just hit refresh, then it skips the ad.
Mm. Yeah. Nice.
It's a good little tip for you guys.
Right.
So, hey, tell you what, I'm sure you're going to come on the podcast again, and we should do this, like, have a Forgiving Tree, like, powwow every once in a while on here. That'd be kind of cool way to reach out to our friends and or thank them for coming to the shows or something. You know, we might be able to find a way to, like, make it special. But a couple things we do on this show is the only structure to it is I have a couple segments I do every show, regardless of if I had an interview or not, okay? Called Tips for Surviving the Week, Tips for Musicians and Music Lovers, and Albums of the Week.
Okay.
And then I'll do some like news and updates at the end and stuff. But
all right,
let's start with Tips for Surviving the Week. Pew 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 pew. No,
you have clips.
I've never had three microphones going, so I'm just, and it's way over there, so you know.
Well, and your producer is
my producer's over there, so. It's all right. Dr. Evil normally does the clips.
You're outing me.
Okay, all right.
Dang it.
So, right, so tips of the week.
Tips for surviving the week. Yeah, this is for anybody who's like really going through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
We've all been there.
Right.
Shoot, you know, I've had rough weeks lately a little bit. You know what I mean? And when stuff gets rough, what do you do to either like make stuff better, pull yourself out of the, you know, gutter? What do you do? You know what I mean? A couple of things I do. Let me see. Tip number one, just to give you an idea of like the realm of tips. I try to find my happy place, right? For me, I have a couple different ones, and a really accessible happy place for me is to like get out, go away, and hop in my car, which is one of my favorite places because I built it, my 1970 Volkswagen Beetle. Mm-hmm. I'll go for a little ride. There's a lot of memories in there, good times, bad times, whatever. I still have a lot of fun driving that thing around. So that's like my happy place. If I can easily access my happy place, I do. Okay. So find your happy place and find ways that, you know, access it if you need to, especially on a bad day. You guys got any tips for surviving the week?
Sleep.
A good sleep schedule is great.
Sleep is really important.
Yes.
I know. I can definitely tell the difference if I don't get enough sleep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
I guess my tip would be, you always talk about, you know, setting your goals, making sure you have your list. I listen there. I'm going to expand on that a little bit. And I'm going to say, make your goals work for you.
Yeah.
Because it's all well and good to set goals for yourself. But if you don't set your goal structure in a way that works for you, it's not going to be achievable. If the SMART goal model works for you, great. Break it down that way. If you need to have your goals sequenced out based on attainability, like your girl does. Sometimes if the plan's just big and up in the air, none of the goals are getting done.
Yeah.
So make your goals work for you. If you got to structure them, do that, boo-boo. If you got to make them SMART goals, make them SMART goals. But
I like that.
Put them to work.
Yeah. I have to have a list so that I can physically cross it off. Okay. And then once, and also that helps me like gauge what the, it sets the order of what like I'm crossing off. And also, when I finally have it all crossed off, I feel really fucking good. Like, oh, I did something today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my list is done, dude.
Yeah.
Also, when my list is done, I'm out.
You're done for the day.
I'm out, bro. Don't, yeah.
Stick
okay.
a fork in me.
Yeah. Don't call me, dude. Yeah, call me tomorrow. But okay, all great tips. Any other, like, last minute ones? Normally, I just do three, so it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I mean, I think that was...
That's pretty good. We got some tips for... Yeah, thank you, guys.
Can't be divulging all of my...
Yeah.
Like,
we got to have some for next time.
For the next time, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yo, the big one I want to, like, round out again. Make sure you guys are trying to get some sleep. This is coming from a guy who is, like... What's it called when you, like, religiously can't sleep?
Insomnia?
I have been a diagnosed insomniac. It's the worst. And it'll fuck you up, bro.
Yeah.
If you think you have insomniac tendencies, go see a doctor, okay? And if you can't see a doctor, there's plenty of over-the-counter solutions. Start trying a few within reason and medically safe, you know, read the directions, stuff like
you
that.
Can stand the smell. Valerian root's pretty good.
Valerian root's really good.
Valerian root.
Yeah.
It smells like feet.
It smells like feet, but it'll put you to bed.
Huh, good stuff.
Melatonin will work for some people, but it does the opposite for me. I want to remind everybody's body chemistry is different.
Yeah. I've got one more tip.
Yeah, go for it.
Remember that more work can always wait till tomorrow. Like, there's always going to be work to do. So don't ruin yourself over finishing up something. Whatever it is, like late into the night, and then ruin your sleep because of that.
Dude, the mix doesn't have to be done tonight, dude. You know, like
last night I was mixing.
You can go till 2 a.m., 4 a.m. I remember
not
college.
That late, more like 12:30. But I still, you know,
I didn't
get my
8 hours.
Late. Yeah.
Well, when the assignment's due the next day at 8 a.m. and you're like, you have
true.
The studio booked. You might as... I did that a few times. Guilty.
Uh-huh.
Guilty. So.
Yeah.
So there'd be like two or three stragglers. Like if I had the studio booked like that night before shit was due, there'd
like
be a
baby
few stragglers.
Ducklings.
Like,
you'd have
hey,
us
man,
like following
are you almost
your...
done? You think you're going to eat your whole time?
Oh, was
can
this
I
in
please?
School?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you'd have people in the studio with you too. Just like... My ass was walking around like, I'm not a music major.
Hey man,
here
wake
I
me
am,
up.
Though.
I'm talking about like between 12 a.m. to like 8 a.m. But the people are trying to get their shit done.
Yeah.
I definitely slept in those studios once or twice, like took an hour nap and then got back
really?
To it. Yeah, stuff shit. Yeah. Loved that stuff, though. I brought a coffee maker and just left it there. I remember. That was my, like, gift to the school, I guess. Aside from my money. Okay, tips for musicians. You guys know what tip number one for musicians and music lovers is. Keep practicing.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't get nowhere without practice, okay? I had a kid the other day who actually, he's a soccer player. Uh-huh. He was like getting mad that he hadn't learned the song. I was like, did you practice at home? He's like, well, no, I haven't really practiced since the last time I saw you. He was like, You like soccer, right? And he's like, yeah. How much can you, what is it when you, it's not dribbling, it, when you like bounce the ball on your foot?
Know.
What's it called? I'm trying to.
Oh,
remember. That'll come to me. Not dribble.
Juggle.
Juggling. Juggle. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, how much can you juggle? I was okay. Yeah, I sucked at it too. A baseball
I have it
guy.
On good authority that I played up until I was 4, and I primarily just like spin around on the field like a little tornado.
Nice.
So that was short lived.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was like, how much can you juggle? He's like, oh, I can do like 30. I was like, well, how long did it take you to get to 30? He's like, oh, I put a lot of hours in it. I was like, it's going to take a lot of hours to get good on guitar.
Yeah.
Put the hours in. Invest in yourself. Every minute you practice is a minute you're investing in yourself, bro. So,
dude, I've been playing drums for like 11 years, and I finally now feel like I'm getting good.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, for sure. I feel that. I don't think I'm a great guitarist. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty okay, and a lot of people think it's pretty cool. You know what I mean? I just do it because it's fun.
Yeah.
I get a lot out of it.
Sorry, that ice cube was a little noisier than I meant it to be. Oops.
No, you're good. You're good.
So that was your tip?
Yeah, that was my tip for musicians. How about you guys?
I would say listen.
Yes.
Listen.
Yeah.
If you're playing a band, make sure that you're listening to everybody else equally. And other than that, listen to, your favorite kind of music to get inspiration. And then listen to, like, music that you typically wouldn't listen to.
Yeah.
To get inspiration. And listen, especially if you play an instrument, listen to what those musicians are doing. And you might get some new ideas.
All good stuff.
I hate my tip because it's my least favorite tip. But, you know, it's worth saying.
It's needed.
You can't shy away from listening to recordings of yourself.
Mm.
It will make you better.
Yeah.
And yes, it can be painful at times.
Yeah, it's very painful. You
but
have to be a serious narcissist
it
or like
character.
Really, really good to really enjoy listening to like yourself for hours. I don't know how Bert Kreischer does it.
Call out.
Call out. No, I'm playing. Yeah, I've struggled to listen to myself sing quite a few times. Not on this latest single, though. Nope, it sounds good. Excited to share it with you guys. And that, my friends, is tips for musicians.
Cool.
It's pretty simple.
I learned something.
Yeah. Let's do a couple albums of the week, okay? Normally, I do them by, like, genre. I'll do, like, album of the week for rock, album of the week for jazz, album of the week for, and I'll do a couple of them, sometimes hip-hop or stuff. But when I have guests on, I just, you know, I don't do all that. I just want you guys to give maybe 1 to 3 albums that are, like, your top albums.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, got it. That didn't necessarily come out this week.
No. Not this week. No. These all are, right, like... All right.
My top albums.
Kind of like listener recommendations. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
Hot seat. Woo.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's think. All right. I'm going to try to break it up in terms of like generally palatable, maybe less palatable, a little more adventurous, and then maybe wild card.
Okay, I like it. Go for it.
Okay. My kind of palatable across the board, pretty safe bet, you're going to love the way you look kind of album. I'm going to go Wasting Light by the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I bumped your mic. My bad.
Are you good? They won a Grammy for that.
Hey, there we go. Nice. That's a safe bet album.
Yeah.
Woo! Anyway. All right. For my more, I'm going to pick this one just because it means a lot to me personally. But I'm going to take it back to 3 Cheers for Sweet Revenge by My Chemical Romance.
Okay, shout out.
It was there for me at a time in my life. Why not? And, you know, for Grinsies, I'm going to go with Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace by The Offspring. Solid album.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Way, way, way more into that album than I thought I was going to be upon picking it up. Still worth a re-listen to this day. So, all 3 of those albums are worth a good check out.
Yeah, it's
in my opinion.
You're gonna go Far Kid, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
that was the
indeed.
First Offspring song I ever heard.
Oh, Oh, nice. Yeah. There we go.
There's a guy playing at my gym back in high school.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Those are all good picks.
Yeah.
How about you, Alex? You got some?
All right, let's see. I'm kind of pulling these.
Oh, yeah, me too. You
yeah.
and me
yeah,
both.
You got, it's okay.
I'd say my, okay, this is like the darkest
oh, no.
I listen to consistently is Architects for Those Who Wish to Exist.
Okay.
Is such a beautiful album. It's it came out, I think, in 2020, I want to say. And okay. it is so dark and heavy, but so cinematic. And from top to bottom, it's like so emotional. It's great. I would highly recommend.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Let's see. You said a Foo Fighters. I do love Foo Fighters. They're my favorite band. But I'm going to have to go with Rise Against. Probably The Sufferer and The Witness.
Yes.
Yeah, either
solid
that
album.
Or...
Which is the Rise Against album with, like, the yellow background?
Oh, Appeal to Reason.
I like that one a lot.
That's, yeah...
And it might not. It's okay. I just I bet there's better too. It's
yeah.
just the only one I've listened to and I really enjoyed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, I mean, it gets a lot of exposure, but at the same time, there's a reason it gets a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
Like, it's a solid album. But that said,
right. No. I may retract that and actually say their newest album, Nowhere Generation.
Okay.
Okay. It's,
I think that's my favorite Rise Against album. But that's the one I've been listening to most
nice.
This year, just because it's so new. And then I would say Biffy Clyro, A Celebration of Endings. Came out in 2020.
I'm going to have you say the name of the artist one more time.
Biffy Clyro.
Okay.
They're a Scottish rock band.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. They're fantastic. They're so great. I'm sure you've probably heard at least one of their songs before, but... yeah, they did a double album or a sister album that came out the next year, and I'm blanking on the name. I can't believe I'm blanking on it. But I think those two albums combined are
pretty tremendous.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't believe I didn't say Stadium Arcadium.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. shout out Stadium Arcadium, Red Hot Chili Peppers, double album,
sister album, yeah. And I was like, how could I forget?
Okay, and I'm going to throw one out there. If you guys need something like soft and acoustic-y to kind of listen to this week too, I want to like give you like a nice palette. We had a lot of heavy stuff. I've been going through a little thing. Nick Drake.
I knew it.
Nick Drake
is like, okay, if you're in a dark place, it's not going to get you out of a dark place, but it's definitely going to help you feel that dark place just a little bit in a very beautiful way. Okay, Nick Drake for Pink Moon. Or actually, Time of No Reply.
Okay.
Nick Drake, Time of No Reply. Great stuff. Mm-hmm. Very acoustic. Anyways, thank you guys. Thank you guys for all the golf clap. Yes, dude. This is the Forgiving Tree, man. These are my like favorite cats to play with, and we're going to be hitting and rocking around St. Louis for the foreseeable future, man.
As much as possible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Out the literal wazoo.
The literal wazoo.
Okay. It's going to be all awesome. Right. So, you guys better come out August 21st, September 16th, my sister's birthday.
I'm excited.
She's going to be really mad when she finds out about that, dang it.
Hope she doesn't have to work. That'd be a double bummer.
Oh, that would be a super bummer. Yeah, we'd go break her out.
Yeah.
Yeah, break her out. Hopefully she's
not. Rock until the cops come.
Exactly. It's the right spirit.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Alex. Thank you, Kelly, for being here with me.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you guys for being here with me, and we'll be back next week. And I swear to God, I'll be back next week. So help me. Thank you. Mad love and respect, everybody. Have a good week.